Hey, YouTube, it's Steve with Tower Genius, and I wanted to do a video here on the way home from the office. Just want to do a quick video on what do you do if all of a sudden one day you get a knock on the door, and it's a cell tower company representative, and they hand you a cell tower lease, and you say, oh my gosh, what the heck is this? And the cell tower site acquisition representative tells you that, well, I need some answers from you within 10 days or a week. So basically, you've been handed a cell tower lease contract. You have no idea what these cell towers are worth. You have no idea what to ask for. You don't know if you should negotiate. You should don't know if you should give them a price. What do you do if you've been contacted to put up a cell tower on your property and you need help? So that's what this video is about here. So what are my thoughts on this? This is unscripted, so I'm just going off of memory here. But you don't want to give them like the impression right away that, oh my gosh, that's great, I want to, you throw a number out. You don't want to blink first. You want to give them the first number, which they're probably trying to extract that information from you. But let them know, yeah, we're interested. Seems like it's interesting. Yeah, I've seen these towers around here, and I'd like to find out more. See if they'll provide you with a lease agreement. See if they'll give you one. A lot of times these guys, again, they're going to hand you a paper copy. Follow up with that person. Do not lose their business card. A lot of times these will be people that are operating off of a Yahoo or a Gmail address. They might not have a formal formal corporate email address. They're subcontractors of subcontractors, a lot of these people. But they have the information that somebody needs a tower there. Email them back, get their contact information, let them know that you're interested. You need some time, you need a few days, a week or two to get some feedback. And that's important. Let them know that you're interested, because they are moving on to the next property if they don't hear back from you. So chances are, if they have an active search ring, they're not just talking to you, they're probably talking to a couple of your neighbors. There might be absentee property owners, so they have to go down and search property records. This information is pretty easily available. There are a lot of softwares and apps out there where, like PropStream, you could pull up various property information with a few click of a button. So they're probably sending out a letter or a postcard or skip tracing you and trying to give your neighbors a phone call. So you want to make sure that you have a pretty quick response time. Let them know that there is an interest. And then you don't want to start negotiating. If possible, if you have a property that you feel is a superior site, you have access to fiber optic, you have the elevation, you're close to the road, you have a lot of things going for you that are advantageous, then you probably have a little bit more leverage than you think. So, but if you don't have all that stuff, if you have, if you have 10 other neighbors that have, 5-acre parcels just like yours, or 10-acre parcels, and they have multiple choices of where they can locate these things, then, you're going to be competing against those other property owners. So you have to act quickly. And you don't want to negotiate yourself out of the deal. Now, every property owner has to make a decision. Is this something that they want to encumber their land with for a long-term period? So, you have to kind of count the costs before you, do the deal. And some of these real estate site acquisition consultants are going to lowball you. Last year, in 2021, or maybe late 2020, it's probably 2021, in Mississippi, not too far from where I'm located, I actually saw Verizon Wireless, a Verizon Wireless site acquisition consultant, walk away from a farmer's property who had a couple thousand acres of land, and they walked away over a $300 lease. I mean, it was really atrocious. But so a lot of these rural sites, if you were in a rural county property, you're out of the city, don't be surprised when they offer you $500, take it or leave it. Now, if it's not about the pricing, okay, if it's not an issue of the financials, you still should never sign a deal as is like that, because there are still probably 24 items in that lease agreement that need to be fixed. So while on a site where there's multiple property choices available, there are still terms in that lease agreement that need to be adjusted, and it would be foolish to sign their lease template as is, because you'd be doing yourself and your heirs a disservice. So, first of all, if you get contacted, they knock on your door, let them know you're interested. Don't show too much interest, but let them know you're interested. Get back to them, get their contact information, see if you get a lease agreement. The next most important thing is see if you can get them out to walk the property. You want to see if you can get a survey, a drawing. You want to see where these, where their easements are going to come through. How are they going to access the property? Are they going to drive through your driveway? Are they going to use your access road? Like, what? You want to have details. And the name of the game is you want them to spend money. You want them to have some skin in the game. So those are the real important things up front. And obviously, if you need help, I mean, we're here to help. Tower Genius LLC, it's my company. Kevin Donahue and I started this back in 2008, this work representing property owners and landlords exclusively as consultants to help level the playing field, which basically means help you get a fair deal. Because when you're going up against the carriers and the tower companies, you know, you're going to war with these folks. They know the business, and they know that you don't know the business. So you really need someone on your team that's going to guide you and watch your back. So that's what we do. Our pricing is reasonable. We have a couple different options available, either coaching, consulting, or turnkey assistance. And really, depending on what you need, that's what we'll craft an offer for you. So if you need to speak with Kevin or myself, we can be reached at 888-313-9750 or go to towergenius.com and book a 30-minute discovery call. And you'll speak with either me or Kevin. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks.